So we are in a series called Life Hacks. Say with me, Life Hacks. How many of you go home last Sunday, you took a hacks? No, some of you did not? Oh, okay, let's buy a few more packets. Okay, now. That's the only hacks I know, all right? So after that, they came up with this term, okay, Life Hacks. What is this all about? Okay, Life Hacks will be simple instruction, okay, to ease us, okay, of many things that, okay, in our life, okay, make it simple, okay, for us. But in this series that we are doing, we are looking at the antidotes, okay, of 7 most common, okay, stress in our daily life. So I talked about worry, part 1 last week, and I give you simple step. It's just ABC, okay, for us to overcome, okay, worry in our life. Anybody worry this morning? Okay, if you are, please go to our website and listen to that, all right? So we should get worries out of our life right now, although that's the worst commandment, okay, to fulfill right now. Anyway, today as we go on part 2, I want to ask this question. How many busy people in our midst? Oh, okay, busy people. Only here, okay. Let's group all of you together. Let's go to another room. The rest, they don't know the message. So we are busy people. Okay, honestly, we are all busy people. Now, the thing is, how busy are you? Now, I was thinking that, for myself, how busy am I? So I searched the internet, how to know that I'm really busy. How many percent? I just want to know the degree of busyness, okay, that I'm in. So as I search, there are many surveys, okay, actually in the internet. And I just pick up one and just say, how busy are you on the busyness scale? Not business, busyness. We are all busy with life, work, family, balancing in all can be a bit difficult at times. Do you know how busy you are on the busyness scale? Let's find out. So I saw this, I said, let's try, click. You want to know the answer? Wow, I found out that I am 100% busy. I score 100. I don't know whether good or bad because in my school days, I never score 100, you know. For the first time, I score 100. This doesn't sound right for me. All right, now, anyway, you're all busy with life and all those, right? Okay, now, so on a scale of 1 to 100, with 100 being busiest, you are truly 100. How you fit all your obligation and tasks into a day is beyond us. From work to home and everything in between, you barely have time to breathe, let alone relax. Okay, now, you can try and see how busy you are all right now. Just telling the 9 a.m. service that, our service is actually getting packed right now. We have quite a lot of room in Sunday at 9. Okay, if you want to attend Sunday at 9, by all means, all right, now. Where am I now? Okay, now. So I was saying that busy, and I have one statement that I like to say that is, if you are busy, I say I love busy people. They're all busy people, right? Okay, one more time. So that I love busy people. When you are busy, you know what is time about. Okay, you don't waste your time. Yeah, you know what's time all about now. And when a task is given to busy people, they know that they will need to finish it. And someone that's not busy, they take 1 week, 2 weeks. When are you going to finish it? Okay, when are you going to finish it? But busy people will immediately, okay, get the task done, all right? So they know what it means, okay, to treasure the time, okay, that they have right now. So when I talk about busy, it's okay to be busy, but if you enter a mode that you never rest, then that is a danger point. Now, my next question, how to know if you are a workaholic? You hear me say one was that you should be hardworking, all right? Every one of us should be hardworking. But don't enter a path that you become workaholic, all right? And that is a dangerous path. Jesus himself also said, I am still working till today because my Father is working, right? But they're talking about workaholic. I have also a few questions that I would like to ask all of you, okay? If you are, you say yes, all right? If you say no, then no, all right? So how to know if you are workaholic? You are workaholic, okay, how? These few questions, okay? Are you always in a hurry? Yes, are you in a hurry? I want to buy this, do this, all right? Is your to-do list always unrealistically long? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, it never end. Right now, do you use your day off to catch up with your unfinished work? It's a public holiday, but you still go back. Well, that one is for your boss to discern, is it? Okay, all right. Okay, you have to go back during off day just to finish whatever. Wow. Number four, has more than one person ever told you, hey, slow down, slow down, slow down. Okay, I'm slowing down a bit. Just slow down. Before I read question number five, just slow down for a while. Slow down. Because I'm going too fast. Okay, so long. Okay, just kidding. Okay, number five. Do you feel guilty when you relax? Okay, all right. No, no guilty. Huh? Okay, now. Number six. Do you have to get sick in order to take time off? No, no. Okay, okay, now. Okay. Now, those days in where I was working, we have this guy, who always take his MC. I'm just curious about him right now. When you are in a working world, the company has what we call a minimum MC given, right? So what's the Malaysia law? How many? 30 days. For you, for you, 30 days. Well, 1 month. Okay, 1 month. Okay, 1 month. Okay, now. Never mind. Okay, let's say this example, 30 days. How many of you have 30 days MC given one? 30 days. Wow, okay, all right. You also got 30 days, okay. Same boss. Okay, now, so I have this guy in our department. He said, I have 30 days. Let's say 30 days. I've forgotten the time is, his is how many. Let's say 30 days. He would want to claim all his 30 days. I don't know right now. Some of you probably will be, even if you're sick, you still go to work. How many? Well, you are workaholic right now. There's one time I went to the clinic, another clinic story. I went to the clinic. Actually, I went there, I want to know my blood pressure and all those. Then he looked at it, and then this doctor asked me, okay, so does your job allows you to go home during lunchtime and sleep for 1-2 hours? I gave a big smile. Not a bad idea, okay. Not a bad idea. Okay, I may consider. Okay, I may consider. Okay, it's funny right now. Few more things, right? Okay, you know you are workaholic when all your greetings cards, Chinese New Year, Christmas, Easter, okay, whatever greeting cards that you have, all came from the business associate. Because you have no other friend. It's only your business people who send you, all right now. You're a workaholic when you have to rush every time to fetch your kids, and when you reach there, you don't even know which class he attend. Now, you are a workaholic when your family refer to you as an occupant. That means your house has become a hotel. You just come sleep and you go off. Okay? You are a workaholic when you want to unwind after work and you want to switch on the TV. In my days, when you switch on the TV, Negaraku. It's the end of the channel already. They are singing of zzz. Today, the channel is 24 hours, right? Now, you're a workaholic when you take business-related reading material and even bring your computer, iPad to your bathroom. Yeah, you're that busy, right? You're that busy. Okay, now, we all know that God does not want us to live like this, right? Now, just remember another story, yeah? We are just too busy, right? So, I read of this story about this couple girls just got married, but his job takes so much of his time. So, when they got married, they have a child, okay? So, because he travels so much, there's one time he came home and he rang the bell because not having the key. The child came, tell him, mommy, mommy, mommy. There's one uncle outside. One uncle outside. Hey, your father, uncle. Okay. So busy, they don't even know. I mean, the family doesn't recognize him anymore right now. So today, as we look at part two of Life Hacks, okay, as we look at the insight from Psalms 23, okay, Life Hacks over, okay, busyness that we have. Right now, some of you may not be busy, praise the Lord, all right? But if you are busy, when you come to the stage, what to do? Okay, we look at the insight from Psalms 23, and we read verse 1 last Sunday, that is, the Lord is my shepherd, I lack nothing, right? Now is verse 2, read with me together, okay? 1, 2, 3. He makes me lie down in green pastures, He leads me beside still waters. Let us pray. Father God, we commit today's message before you, even as we deliver your word. Father, I ask Holy Spirit, come teach us, guide us, okay, change us, transform us, okay? In Jesus' name I pray. Everyone say, amen. So we're going to look at this verse, okay, today to discover the life hacks. Now, another scripture, Psalms 127, verse 2. It is senseless. This is Living Bible, paraphrase Bible version. It is senseless for you to work so hard from early morning until late at night. Tell your neighbor, is he talking about you? Okay. Fearing you will starve to death. Some of you say, nah, you lah, yeah. Correct, yeah. Some of you are saying, huh? Okay, now. Well, this scripture is very practical, right? When it says that some people just work early morning, late night, and all those. But the word is saying that fearing that you don't have enough income, that you don't have enough money, okay, to buy food. So worry that, fearing that you will starve to death. But God has a better plan. He says, for God wants His loved one to get their proper rest. Okay, now, let me show you another picture. How many of you have done this before? It's a candle. You burn both sides. True? Now, that's the phrase that says, or quote, if you are burning the candle at both ends, you are not as bright as you think you are. Because you think you burn candle is brighter, right? So you won't be, you are not as bright as you think you are. Sometimes the most spiritual thing you can do is go home and go to bed. Can I go amen? Some of the wife is telling the husband, you better, this message is for you. All right, now let's move on. Can I move on? Now, if you are burning your candle at both ends, you might get burned. Try this instead. Only one. Now, what's the meaning? Okay, the phrase to burn the candle at both ends, meaning to work from early in the morning, so you start burning the other candle, right? The one side. Until late night, you burn the other one, okay? With very little rest, to work more than you need to do or should, okay? That means you to overwork. Example, you look terrible, you should get some sleep. Okay, I know, I've been burning the candle at both ends, trying to get my presentation ready. Right? Many of us may fall into this trap, okay, of working early morning, all morning, all night. Okay, we have 24 hours. You work 12 hours a morning and then continue another half. All right, now. How many of you wish that when you're so busy, you want 25 hours? You know, there's a watch called 25 hours. Yeah. How many of you pray before, God, give me another hour. Let it be a 25 hours day. None of you are. If you ask God for 25 hours, why not just ask God for 50 hours? Why not? Right? You already pray. Right? You already pray. You need one more hour. Or double. So become 48. But easy, okay, like 50 hours. Who wants 50 hours per day? No, right? I wouldn't want, because you'll be waiting, you know, 50 hours for the sunrise. Ayo, 25 hours. Still got 25 hours to go. That day will never end. Okay, now, let's move on. Now, how best can we understand this verse too? As far as life hacks over busyness, all right? It says, the Lord is your shepherd, okay? So He makes me lie down in green pasture. He leads me beside still water. How best to understand verse 2? Or what it means to lie down in green pasture, or for shepherd leads me beside still water. So we'll look into this to find the life hacks for our busyness right now. So if I were to ask that question, how best to understand verse 2? Do you want the answer? How to understand this green pasture? How to understand? Is to be, yeah, what is it? Lie down. Okay. Is to be a sheep. You give a green pasture to a sheep. Whenever you go for holiday, right? When you go for holiday and you book the hotel, you open the door, what's the first thing your children do? They jump. Oh, happened to all of us, right? Majority, right? So sometimes those days younger, they, no, don't jump. That bed is the other one. This is daddy's bed. No touch. Okay, no touch, all right? So they are very happy, okay, jumping on the bed. They understand what it is to enjoy the bed. For us to really enjoy what is green pasture is to be a sheep. Just like you give bananas to the monkey. Do you know what it means? All right? So God is interested in your rest, my rest, and our recreation. He wants you to live a whole, balanced, complete life, and He wants you not to be working all the time, all right? But if anyone you not working, you better get some job. Okay. If you know someone is lazy bum, you better get up and do something, okay, for yourself and also for the kingdom of God. Now, you got to understand, as we look at this, Jesus is our shepherd. Okay, if Jesus is our Lord and shepherd, He wants us to grow and be healthy in all areas, physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. I want to show you this picture that we, in May 1st, that we were at the beach. Okay, Sri Bayou Beach, we were there. Okay, now this is the group photo that we have that you watch us now. Now, in that beach, I saw Tan. Okay, Tan is Lulu, husband Lulu, where are you? Lulu, 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 hi. So Tan was just sitting beside me, right? Squatting beside me. Now, we are at the beach, we were doing all the, hey, Tan! Then he said the most profound thing to me. I said, wow, you are here. He said, yes. I have to tell my boss, you know, I tell my boss, this is my family day. Wow, I say, that's it, all right. Tan is Tan here. Okay, you tell Lulu, tell Tan, the pastor mentioned about him. He said, this is my family day. You see, if I don't tell him, he will call me to go back to office. Yes. Right, you got to know where you stand, right? So, as we talk about busyness and explore, okay, what's the life hacks, the question I want to ask next will be, what's the opposite of busyness? Rest. Exactly. So, today I want to talk about rest. Okay, rest. Okay, what is rest? So, how does God want you to rest? So, in other words, if you come to a place in your season of life, sometimes it's free, you know, when you're free, you're free. When you're busy, it's crazy, right? So, but God wants us to rest. How do we rest? What is the life hacks, okay, for busyness? The way God wants us to relax, all right? So I'm going to use R-E-S-D, okay, to deliver this message as we explore the life hacks, okay, for busyness. Okay, number one, R. Number one, is realize your worth, okay? Realize your worth, which means now you got to ask yourself, how much worth am I? How much? Because when you understand your worth, then you won't overwork already, all right? Now, the reason most people tend to overwork is they confuse their worth with their work and what their work can obtain for them. Now, isn't it true that our natural mind thinks, okay, listen to this, that is, if I work a whole lot and earn a whole lot and obtain a whole lot, then I am worth a whole lot. Now, what does that mean? Because people confuse their primary identity. Many trapped in that mind that is the identity is because of the work that they do. You know, when you meet new people or new people meet you, what's the first question they ask you? Your name lah. Hello, what's your name? Okay, what's your name? Oh, I'm Mr. Jonathan. Okay, all right. Then what will be the next question? What do you do? Well, when you are a manager, I am a manager. Well, you feel, wow, I'm a manager, right? When tell, what you do? I'm an engineer. Oh, I'm a manager, you know. Okay. So your identity, many times, fall because of the job title that you have. Well, what if one day you're no longer a manager and now a janitor? Okay. Okay, now. So, how? So, in that sense, they lost that identity. They suddenly lost the worth they think they have because of that concept that they have, or the whole thing is because the way the society perceives everyone because of the job title that you have. But we all know the primary identity of the worth we are is in Christ. Whether you're manager or janitor or gardener, doesn't matter. All right? So when we first go to Australia, they say, you want to call a plumber to come. You want to call a gardener to come. You pay them as high as you call an accountant or manager of anything, all right? There's one I heard, a husband and wife, wife is an accountant, husband is a cleaner. The husband earns more than the wife. Yeah. So how you gauge that? How you gauge that, right? So, which means realize your worth, and your worth is in Christ. And the question is, who made you? God made you. Now, don't say when you buy things, this one made from where? This one from Japan. This one made from where? From China. Okay. Made from where? Indonesia. Okay. So you're thinking that we had to buy, right? Those days, when I first time went to US, wow, when you go to US, you want to buy Nike, you want to buy Adidas. So when you go to those factory outlet and all those, wow, Nike, Adidas, and it's not made in US. Made in Indonesia. Made in Vietnam. Why I come all the way from Asia, Southeast Asia, to US and buy something made in Southeast Asia? Right? Now, friends, the primary identity we have, your worth is in Christ. So if you are made in God, you are worth it. And we need to recognize that. You know, watching the Marvel movies, cannot say Endgame, right? Cannot say, okay, Marvel, the earlier one. Okay, the word worthy, we sing a lot of the song today, worthy. The Marvel Thor, the time the Thor where he wants to be recognized. So in order to take that mallet, okay, to take that hammer, he has to be found worthy. Worthy, okay, to have that. True or not? Endgame was it? Okay, no, can't tell already. Hey, cannot tell already, cannot tell already. Okay. After kena crucify, okay now. So Thor, this one all everybody know, right? He's worthy to hold, okay, that hammer. Friends, if you know and realize your worth, then you shouldn't, all of us shouldn't be struggling, okay, to overwork, okay, in many ways, right? Again, the balance, we got to be a hardworking person, right? But don't enter into workaholic. All right, look at scripture. James 1:18. God decided to give us life through the word of truth, so we might be the most important of all the things he made. So which means God saying that you are the most important compared to everything in this world. Because God looks at each and every one of you is worth it. That's why Jesus came to die for us. You are worth to die, you know, in a sense. Jesus came, you're worth of my death. Now, another scripture, Matthew 6:26. Look at the birds. Look at the birds, okay, of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, yet your Heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? You're valuable. He said, look at the bird. They didn't plant the paddy. They didn't build a multi-story or whatever. God fits them. So in other words, all of you, okay, are valuable, okay, in the eyes of God. God's love towards us is not based on your performance. All of us like to perform, all of us want to do well, but you cannot do more, enough to increase God's love. God already loves you, all right? He loves you that much, okay? He died on the cross. Okay? God's love is unconditional, and we got to know that your worth is in Christ, your identity in Christ. Okay, that's R, huh? Realize that. So when you realize that, you know that you won't overwork anymore. All right, now, number two, enjoy what you already have. What you already have, do you enjoy it? Or when you look at your things, you say that the other one better, your friend's one are better. Can you be so busy trying with the desire to acquire more and more and more and not enjoying what you already have? And you ended up accumulate so much, and you never have got time to enjoy it. You know, many times I got this, doing all these visitation and all those, sometimes you visit homes, wow, their homes are so nice. Then they can tell, wow, this one from where, this one from where, this one from Italy, wow. Then he show, this is my eldest child room, wow. And the second one, my second child room, wow. And the third one is my daughter room, wow. They show your kitchen, wow. Then you bring you to another compartment or down, whatever, wow. They show your garden, wow. Then after that, this person said, but they never come home. So sad, right? Got so much, but never get to enjoy. Right? Now, look at the Bible says. Ecclesiastes 3, verse 13. All of us should eat and drink and enjoy what we have worked for. Okay? It is God's gift. So don't accumulate. Sometimes we have so much, not only in the house, but in the storeroom. Whatever, enjoy. I always tell our staff, okay, tell our staff, don't buy things and keep, all right? The ants will come and attack. We have sunshine who keep for all of us. Okay, all right. So if you want, just go down and take. Okay, now, let's move on. Ecclesiastes 4:4. I have also learned why people work so hard to succeed. It's because they envy the things their neighbors have. But it is useless. It's like chasing the wind. Oh, you buy a new car. Hey, darling, darling, we better buy a new car. Then after that, they're moving to a new condo. Oh, we also need to buy a new condo. But sometimes we do not know what is the story behind there. What happened? Many people are in debt. Many are doing the refinancing, okay, so that to clear some of debt, and with debt, they buy another house. But sometimes not doing that, you go and buy another car, buy another house, and you ended up serving day and night, work day and night, just to pay the loan, okay, that you have accumulated. When you try to get more and more, and eventually get overextended financially. You know, sometimes it's sad in us to hear stories like, you know, I've been a pastor since 1999, and with youth and all those. Sometimes it's very sad to hear young people saying that, oh, I never see my father, mom. They work day and night. Nobody cares. All right? They will never come back. We work so hard for you, you know, okay, to pay, to get food and to what? Food for your studies and all those, but they never the poor youth never get to hear their parents, father, mother work day and night because of all whatever they want to accumulate, okay, to supply, okay, for their family. All right, sometimes, not say sometimes, it's very exciting to buy new properties. Yes, go to buy a new condo, very exciting, but by doing so you might end up work for life. Okay, to pay up all pay up all the bank loans, okay, that you have, okay, committed. Yeah. Now, another verse, Ecclesiastes, no, Matthew 8:36. What does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his soul? Right? Now, when you ask people about what is the most important thing in your life, what would that be? If you ask yourself, what is the most important thing in my life? It's not property, right? It's not your car, right? It will be what? Yes? Family, spouse, your family. And you know that that will be the most important thing. Whatever you work for, you know that it's for your family. But when we say that family relationship is most important, when you look at the hours of 24 hours, the 24 hours we spend so much in the working place. And so little time when we say that is the most important in our family and relationship. Wow, we have to rethink, you know, what is most important thing in our life. Now, as a pastor, we visited many those who are at death beds, okay? And I've never heard one will say, Pastor, I wish I'm right now in my office. I wish right now I'm writing my checks. I never hear any of this. What I hear was always this, Pastor, I wish my wife is here with me. Pastor, you remember that you said you pray for me. Okay, my wife will reconcile with me. Yeah, she did. True, true story. I wish all my family members, okay, are with me. I wish that my son coming back to meet me before I go. Yeah. All right. So some are still waiting, right? So in other words, okay, enjoy what you already have. And that is important, okay? The things that you do, you got to ask that question, is it worth it? Okay, so R, realize your worth. E, enjoy you already have. Because all of us who are parents, our children will grow very fast, very fast. So when you want to wait for them to come back, oh, very long. For them to come back is very long, okay? But they grow up very fast. Although the sun rise and set the same time, the orbit still travel the same time. Okay, now, next, S. Set your limit by adjusting your values. What do I mean by that? Whatever they're doing, do you know that your work cannot finish on, cannot end on? It just continue, it never end, right? So set your limit by adjusting your values. When you feed the sheep, he will continue to eat, you know, until it's finished. When it's finished, he still continue to search. Yeah, we went to the farm, feed. What? It's not enough, ah? Go and pick up all the rest that we found on the grass, still continue to feed. It never ends, and he continue to eat. For me, I constantly make conscious decision to make time for other things besides work. So all those who have worked with me, they will constantly see me, wow, Pastor, 1, 2, 3, 4. So once I lay it down, I know by that day or by that week, it's done. It's done. If 10 things is done for that week, then we move on, all right? Appointments that need to be made. So I seriously work on my schedule, almost everything. There was a time I also like, okay, by what time I must sleep and by what time I must get up, okay? Because I find that I couldn't afford not to plan. If I don't plan, then I ended up planning to fail. So I find that if I don't do that, time will just be drifted. And time drifted, I become very restless and I couldn't sleep. Okay, so I better plan, all right? Now, so I want to encourage every one of you, whatever you do, you schedule time for yourself, right? Schedule time for yourself. Schedule time for God. You got to spend time with God alone. Spend time with your spouse, family. All right? And then what else? Okay? Schedule time, church. Okay? And then beside all the work that you already have. Okay? So, schedule time for yourself. When Derek was back, my younger son, when he was back, what, 2-3 years ago, and I said that his time with us was so short, I start to plan. Day one, day two, day three, day four. Okay, Derek, day one, this one we do. Day two, we do. Day three. He looked at all the schedule. He said, Daddy, I need to have time for myself. I said, oh, okay. How many hours you need? Because of the short time that he's with us, you want to spend all the time with him. But now he said, I want to have time for myself. That's a term that he used, I've forgotten. Okay, you want to have time. Okay. So you have your time for yourself. All right. Okay, praise the Lord. Okay, he knew that. Train him well. Okay. Ecclesiastes 10:15. Fools are so exhausted by a little work, but they can't even find their way home. Lama. You what time do you know how to go home? Now, there was a story I read about a conversation between a lady with her pastor, all right? So the lady called up her pastor one day, and she was so upset. Hope you don't upset with pastor, huh? Okay, not a good thing to upset with pastor, all right? Now, she said, Pastor, I call you whole day on Monday, and I can't even get through you. Then pastor replied, Monday is my off day. Then the lady replied, Pastor, the devil never takes a day off. Then pastor replied, Yes, I know. If I didn't take a day off, I would just be like that devil. You want to be like the devil? Okay, now let's move on. Now, Exodus chapter 20, verse 9 and 10. 6 days you shall labor and do all your work, but the 7th day is a Sabbath to the Lord your God. So, Sabbath is introduced by God Himself. The word Sabbath means a day of rest. All right? Of course, this is speaking to the Jews, okay, the Israelites. On it you shall not do any work, you or your son or your daughter, a male servant, or your male female servant, or your livestock, or the sojourner who is within your gates. All right. So the principle is whichever day you work, but one day you should take a day off. A good amen? Yes. All right. Now, is there another scripture? Okay. Mark 2:27. And he said, the Sabbath was made for men. Okay. So in other words, it's not a rule that you fix in such a way, but the benefit of Sabbath is made for you and I. All right. Now, what are the benefits, okay, when you rest? Okay, when you rest, right? What are the benefits that you receive? Now, three things. You rest your body. Now, when you are overworked, your body overworks. Yes? If you don't take time to rest your body, one day your body will make time to rest itself in another bed in a hospital. Okay, now. So the best recommendation for all of us is to rest. I also read an account of the French Revolution, all right? They outlawed Sunday as a day of rest. That means no more rest on Sunday. So everybody got to work. But within a few days, they had to reinstate it because, not because of religious reason, but because the health of the nation, everyone becomes burnt out. So the whole nation is in trouble. So when you rest, your body, God designed our body to rest. When you rest, it is a time for your body to repair everything, okay, that is in your body. Have you watched another one called Wolverine? Okay. That process that you see that he got shot, he got wounded and all those, okay, that's a time that he rested, okay? He just lie down and then everything recover. Okay, maybe he take 1 minute, but we need one day. Second one, you recharge your emotion. Now, what does that mean? Huh? When your phone battery is low bat, what do you do? Charge. When your body is low bat, what do? Many people still continue work. Never mind, just continue. You got to finish work. You miss your meals, you miss your whatever. Okay, never mind, just continue work. No time for toilet or so. Like, okay, go, do. You know, your phone low bat is important. You plug to charge, but you never charge. Something you need to, all of us need to rethink, right? All right? So when you charge your battery, when you charge your phone, don't touch. Right? You let it charge. So when you charge your body, that means you be quiet. Just allow, okay, everything to restore once again. Now, we need to know that every one of us is not robot. Even Iron Man. Okay. Three, refocus your spirit. What does that mean? Lai liao. Okay, now. Refocus your spirit. Okay, now. That's the moment, okay, that is our body, our emotional, spiritually as well. That's the time you know that you need to engage God. You need to build your relationship with God. And that got to be strong. That's the moment you come, you worship God, you pray, okay, and you worship God. That's important. Don't miss it out. Okay, don't miss your Sunday and all those. Okay, let me tell you one story. This is a story about people traveling, okay, in the deep jungle of Africa. So the traveling is long trip, and traveler will normally hire porters, okay, to carry their bags and all those. So they hired two natives, okay, porters to carry all the luggage. On the first day, these two porters travel so fast. So the travelers were so happy. Wow, we are going in a fast speed, so we're able to reach our destination faster, all right? And that end the first day. Wow. The second day, they are ready to go. But you look at the porters, they are not ready. They're just sitting down quietly, doing nothing. See, why this porter so strange? First day so fast, today they do not want to move. So they went over and asked them, why are you guys sitting and not doing anything? Oh, so they said this. We had gone too fast on the first day. Now we are waiting for our souls to catch up with the body. Their body went so fast, but the soul was left behind. So now they have to wait for the souls to catch up. Okay. Okay. The fourth. Okay. So these are pictures to tell the story. Okay. Now let's move on. Number four. Four, I want to expound a bit. Okay. So R, realize your worth. E, enjoy what you already have. S, set your limit, okay? You know where you are, all right, now, so that you don't overwork. Okay, four, turn your pressure for God's peace. Now, when work pressure is on, not only their work, it also affected, okay, your family issues, financial issues, almost everything. When that takes place, normally you get into a stress mode. Okay, stress mode. So which means trouble in the office, when you come home, everybody is affected in the home. Yes? You got scolded, you come back, you scold your wife. True? You got scolded, you scold every children. Even they got nothing wrong with you. Your dog also gets scolded. Okay, now. So now I want to talk about, okay, turn your pressure into God's peace. I want to ask this question, that is, what happens when you don't rest? So I want to take one part of message that I explained last year, okay, to refresh us, okay, giving you the Bible understanding in the medical perspective, okay, there's this, all right, that means God, okay, designed our body, okay, when we go under pressure, God designed our body to respond to it, okay, now, that's called the stress reaction, okay, when we respond to emergency situation for survival, all right, where you face fear, failure, anxiety, worries, okay, God prepare us for that as well. Now, so how does our body respond? During stress mode, you will respond in two ways, whether you fight or you fly, that means whether you challenge that or you run away, all right. Now, if you go for a camp and you sleep in the open field, okay, or tent, and then a wild animal appears, what would you do? Will you fight with that wild animal, or you, which one, all right? If it's a monkey, all right, but it's a gorilla, you better think twice, okay, now. So, when that happens, whether it's fight or whether it's flight, whether you want to challenge the situation, or whether to run, your whole being involved. Your brain will start to think, you focus, and what you do next. Your muscle will take its place, whether to fight for the danger or run away, all right? Your heart rate increase, your heart is going to pump stronger because you're getting ready whether to fight or to run, okay? Your breathing rate increase, your windpipe, okay? The trachea will expand so that you're going to take in more oxygen. That's why sometimes with that, when you exercise, your windpipe is actually open. Okay, when you are anxious, also the same. Okay, now your liver increases the amount of glucose fats in your blood. Okay, because you're going to stream energy throughout your body. That's why when you do exercise, wow, burn glucose, oh, burn fats. Okay, now your spleen contracts and discharges more blood into your bloodstream. Your blood is directed away from your skin. So when you run, right, why people look pale? You know, enough blood lah. Why? Because the body in such a way, okay, gathers the blood, okay, go send to your brain, your heart and muscles, because getting to respond, whether to fight or to flight. Okay, get it? Okay, now, I'm going to explain further. This is your head, your head, okay, now, this is the kidney, right? Three important parts to understand this is this three term, hypothalamus, which is this one, pituitary gland is this one, then adrenal gland, okay, which is on top of the kidney, all right? Now, how does it function when you are in a stress mode? Because when I say stress mode, it also links to when you are in fear, when you are worried, okay, or when you're doing exercise, okay, you are in a rapid exercise or doing all those, your body actually functions that manner, all right? Now, so with your mind thinking what you need to do, action, your hypothalamus, okay, will trigger, okay, what to do. So I'm going to explain. Whether to fight or to flight, when you want to take certain action, your mind and body connection and all those, hypothalamus will tell, okay, and will release a hormone called CRF, okay? CRF stands for cortisol tropin release factor. Okay, now mind, just CRF, okay, now. CRV better, right? Okay, now. Then he will release that chemical to tell pituitary gland. It's called ACTH. We've been released. It's called adrenocorticotropic hormone. Okay, what does ACTH do? Okay, he will travel to stimulate, okay, the adrenal gland, okay, to produce adrenaline and cortisol so that your body will respond. When your body responds, just now I mentioned all those from your heart, your mind, your brain, your heart, your muscle, okay, your breathing, and all those will start to activate. Okay, what you supposed to get to function, all right? So with that adrenaline, cortisol, and all those, these are all stress hormone, okay, which then allow your body to respond, changes your body, all that that take place, all right? Now, after your exercise, it's time to rest. After running away from the gorilla, it's safe now. Okay. And you never knew how fast you ran. And you ran so fast. Imaginable. Okay, right. Because this is what happened. So when you're at the calm state, at peace state, so the false one turn your pressure into God's peace, right? When you come to the calm state, so it's a feedback going back to your brain and tell hypothalamus, hey, okay, everything is fine now. Fine now, everything is okay. So hypothalamus, okay, will send signal, okay, no more, stop, everybody stop. Okay, no more produce, releasing adrenaline. Okay, no more, okay, enough, everything is okay now. Okay, got it? So everybody's peace. Now, part two. What if you are in that stress mode for the longest period? Every day, what are you doing now? Stress. What are you doing? Worry. Why are you saying? Yeah, fear. Every day you at the stress mode. Every day this thing is going round like that. I cannot breathe. Because of the stress that you have. Imagine your windpipe supposed to go back to normal. Now it's expand all the time, 24 hours. Not at rest. You're not at rest. My trouble keep on. So when his mind is in trouble, you don't have peace, this one will keep on signal. Wait, they need more adrenaline, keep more cortisol, need more. Even there's nothing happened already, they still keep on producing because you are in the anxious mode. So when it's peace, when the adrenaline cortisol went back and say, okay, it's okay now. Then when you go back there, because the mind is so anxious, worry, and in the stress mode, so when the hormone go up to the brain and say, hello, everything is okay, hello, nobody is listening. Because the mind is so in trouble, anxious, fear, anxiety. So nobody is listening now. So when you go back, nobody is listening, keep on produce. So until it becomes a stage, okay, poisonous stage, it becomes chemical or negative dread, and then all those become fear hormone, and then all your stress hormone and all those, everything is blocked because you couldn't respond anymore, all right? And all this become, wait. Okay, this one becomes toxic, right? You mentioned to me, yeah? Okay. Become this excess adrenaline and cortisol. So you have adrenaline with you all the time. How to rest? Cannot rest. Okay? So I show you the index, and then we can conclude. Huh? Now, spray. Huh? Now, how many of you like your room to have this, air freshener? Okay, your friend's going to come. Okay, right. Wow, smells so good. After the car wash, smells so nice. How many of you go to AirAsia or whatever plane you in when they go to get down the time, they... What do you respond? How do you respond? Because too much. There's too much. It's killing me. Too much. So the same scenario just now. Okay, when the body responds, you're in a stress mode. You don't know how to rest. It keep on releasing. So it's too much. It's killing you. And all those, God designed us to respond to emergency situation. When it's calm, it go back to normal. But it did not go back to normal. That's what it means, all right? So with that, you end up like that, lah. You have three types of physical fatigues: physical, emotional, spiritual. That's why when you wake up the next morning, you don't feel like going to work. You want to go to work, right? But you know, got a lot of work. But now it has become fatigue. It has become toxic to the body. The body does not want to function, okay, normal anymore. Okay, when the stress hormone is present for the longest time, what happened? It damaged your body. What happened when we say damaged your body? Why kidney is enlarged? Why high blood pressure up? Blood pressure up? Why all other organs become highly alerted? And with no rest, exhaustion took place. Chest pain lah, that pain lah, eyebrow pain lah. Okay. Everything pain, right? Because the immune system is compromised. Now, when it comes to all the diseases, where it come from? Hey, you okay, man? I never hear this thing before. What happened? So we got to watch out. So as I end, verse 2. He makes me lie down. In green pasture, he leads me beside still water. Life hacks. A sheep, do you know a sheep does not know how to lie down? Because he will eat and eat and eat and eat and work. A sheep does not know how to go beside still waters. It needs a shepherd. So that's where David says, the shepherd makes me. The shepherd leads me. That speaks of how is your relationship with Jesus. How many of you have baby? How many of you try to get a baby to sleep? Then your parents will say, don't shake, your grandparents, don't shake, you're going to get sleep, tomorrow I got work, please sleep, sleep. It takes a very long time to get a baby to sleep. So a baby, immature, we are big size, like big buffalo, right? So if we still don't know how to rest, we have to get God to make us, okay, to lie down, shepherd. To lead us. And good amen. Right? Because the shepherd cares for us. He wants to make sure, okay, that we rest. He makes sure that we lead us, okay, in still waters. Can you go amen? So with that, as I close, all right, so Jesus said, come to me, all who are labor, all heavy laden, I'll give you rest. Take my yoke upon you. Learn from me, for I'm gentle and lowly in heart. You will find rest for your soul, for my yoke is easy, for my burden is light. Can you go amen? So everybody know how to rest now? For sure you know. But sometimes you don't know. What if you don't rest? What happened to you? Okay, I hope this helps us. Okay, that when you come to a point, you needed rest, you better rest. And good amen. I'm also speaking to myself. Okay, let's pray. Let's pray, yeah. Father God, we thank you for the series that we are doing as we look at the insights from Psalms 23. And today as we touch on verse 2, help us, Lord. Father, to grow our relationship, knowing that you are our shepherd. You are the one that will ensure that we lie down on green pasture and you lead us in quiet waters or clean waters. Father God, we know that in order to do so, it's only when we recognize who you are. I pray for every one of us that we grow our relationship towards you, that we recognize who you are, live our lives so honored you. Father, we know, okay, by doing so, okay, as we rest well, that we can serve, okay, the kingdom of heaven. We can serve and go on, okay, to serve you and make disciples. Well, today I give thanks. I pray this in Jesus' name. Everyone say, amen.